Cody.
Hey, Cody, it's Dennis.
Hey, man.
How does it feel taking on the whole market, man?
It's been big, man.
Dude, you're the entire fucking propane market.
Yeah, I think, we're all these participants come in this morning thinking it was a pretty good buy.
Where are all these, I mean, I saw what people, I mean, you did some big rolls yesterday with LD and Shell, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, where are all these barrels coming from in April, man?
That's what we're going to find out.
I mean, give me a break. I don't understand. I mean, there's not that many barrels available, dude.
I know.
I don't get it. And it's a good value, dude. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. It's the first 2 days of the month. Plenty of lead time for people to think the barrels will emerge or take a short position.
Yeah.
That's what they think.
If these are being ratably sold across the month, then you're more worried about it.
Right.
Then
no, I mean, that's what it looks like to me. It looks like a group of, you know, the herd is just saying, you know, take a one last stab at it and really try to jam it down and just throw something at it.
Well, the one concern is chemical demand. I mean, that is a little bit of a concern. That's clearly going to be a little bit weak. But if you look at the statistics from every single year of the April build, the maximum we've ever seen is 4 million barrels. That was in a year when we had 1.2 million barrels of Houston imports. Through Enterprise, and we're not going to get that this month. So,
overall, that is the one thing looming over the whole market. You know, as I, you know, pointed out, you know, my just feels. I mean, everything. The whole market feels soft, right? I mean, everything kind of feels soft.
Right,
so,
we're below $5 on gas.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, just over below $4.99.
Oh, cool.
I actually did. Yesterday I did roll shorts forward from deep into July on the crude side.
Yeah, I saw that.
I bought 200 May puts.
On crude?
No, on gas.
On gas?
May puts.
Good.
So we've got a lot more gamma in the book now.
Good.
So in terms of the whole complex moving lower, and for us just supporting propane, above our hedges, we're well geared for that. And that would be the best scenario for us.
No one
necessarily gets hurt on the propane side.
Yeah.
You know, we're not attracting too much attention because propane itself isn't, you know.
You know what I was looking at, Mark? I was looking at the open interest in natural gas on the May and June contracts.
Yeah.
I think if you add, I think we're like 3% of the open interest in natural gas futures. We have a lot of net gas shorts on.
Yeah, that's pretty significant.
we've
converted some. I've been buying some back and converting it to puts.
Okay, all right. No, I mean, it's cool. You're 100% of the open interest in propane, probably, and 3% of the open interest in net gas.
Yeah.
I dig it. It's just sometimes it's hard to... It just feels hard to take on the whole market sometimes, but, I mean, you look at the position, and it's right. I think we're going to get paid off.
Well, here's my one fear, and it's a significant fear. Everybody waits until the last fucking day to cover, and then we get wound up in a fucking bunch of legal disputes. That's my fear. People don't cover, then on the last day they either default or they come to us to get them out of it, and then we have to try and basically set a price that seems fair.
I think
come into the market and cover their shorts, they'll just hold out and hold out and hold out. And then on the last day, I think we're going to see some people cheat on us.
Well, I think, Cody's still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think what you might see is as it becomes crunch time, I mean, they're not going to wait, no one's going to wait until the last day to start buying things back. You're going to start to see like a pinch come the middle, you know, as you, you know, with a week or two left, I think you should start to see it. But then... If it gets strong there, like if April, May goes to like a half cent or penny, penny and a half, 2 cents, whatever, then you got to like fill those guys out then because, I don't know. I mean, you're going to see it before then, I think, if it's going
to
happen.
I would tend to agree that historically that's probably, they won't last, wait till that last week.
No, yeah, it'll
last, but most
what happened to that March TET, or was it end of Feb? But that end of Feb TET position, I mean, it's the last 2 days, it went fucking stupid.
Yeah, well, but it was getting strong the week before that, but that just got really stupid the last couple of days. But
Yeah, I mean, at least the fact that it got stupid and lots of volume was traded was that people
tried to
get out of the market rather than just...
That was true demand short, that people didn't know they were short. They were getting short because of
demand-driven
weather. It was the wholesalers that were just having to buy to fill the pipeline.
Yeah.
I think that's a little bit different then, but...
Sounds, hang in there, guys.
The other little concern is... you know, we're not spending too much time on the heavies, but I mean the heavies is definitely the speed of choice for Kenners.
Yeah.
But the possible good news, and we'll see about this, but we're seeing some ethylene interest. Chocolate Bio have had problems, Atafina have had problems, and we might be able to get rid of some.
Good. Okay.
But it's not in the bank yet. We'll wait and see.
All right. That sounds good, guys. Hang in there, man.
All right, have fun.
See you. Bye-bye.